The proposed hydro development at Ruth Lake was not on the agenda at the Thomas Bay Power Authority meeting in Petersburg, but it was a top story in the news over the past month. The City Council and the Wrangell Borough Assembly each voted in January to file competing applications for an exclusive federal permit to study potential hydro development at the lake, which is located in the mountains of Thomas Bay, just northeast of Petersburg. The competition over the Ruth Lake permit's been disappointing to Don Koenigs, a former mayor and city manager from Petersburg who raised the issue with his fellow Power Authority commissioners at the end of the authority's recent meeting.
And I'm really disappointed in both the city of Petersburg and actually moreover in the city of Wrangell. This board itself was formed by those two entities to work collaboratively to create an energy program which resulted in TAI, which both the communities have benefited from. And now we seem to be, as our communities seem to be divided. And I just want to express my disappointment in that.
As Koenig spoke, he made it clear he was not directing his criticism at the other commissioners on the authority. They've continued to work cooperatively despite the Ruth Lake issue. Rather, Koenig was mainly dismayed that the Wrangell Assembly had turned down a Petersburg offer to partner on a public project at Ruth Lake. Instead, the Assembly chose to work with Cascade Creek LLC, a private company based in Bellingham, Washington. That's led to political discord between the Petersburg Council and the Wrangell Assembly, and Koenig said it was counterproductive. He appealed to Wrangell to work with Petersburg.
Petersburg would like to be partners with Wrangell where we can and prudently in developing projects. How would Wrangell feel if Petersburg went and filed on Sunrise Lake and said, well, okay, we decide we're playing this game in the sandbox of throwing sand in each other's face. It doesn't work. It's small-time stuff. And we have benefited. I've lived in this community 35 years, and we have benefited from a joint relationship. And this board has been instrumental in seeing that we have benefited from that. 25-some years now, we've benefited from the TAI project at some of the lowest power rates in the state, if not the lowest. And why screw a good thing up by becoming divided?
That division has mainly centered around Cascade Creek LLC's plans for a series of hydro facilities at three mountaintop lakes in Thomas Bay, including Ruth. The company's proposal prompted widespread local opposition among Petersburg residents and the city council, who did not want to see such a large private development in the popular bay, especially by an outside interest. There has been public support in Petersburg for the concept of a smaller city-owned project just at Ruth Lake. However, the majority of Wrangell's assembly say the private company's plans will lead to economic development for their community and the region, particularly through the construction of a proposed road and electric intertie that could allow for the sale of power to Canada in the lower 48. Power Authority Commission member Paul Southland, a former city councilor from Wrangell, said he agreed with Koenigs that it was in the community's best interest to work together. He was hopeful the commission could help find some areas of consensus.
But we also have to recognize that in some respects there are some honest differences of opinion that our two communities have, and we see that at our council levels. I hope here in this commission we can reach common ground and that we'll be able to be an example to our councils and assemblies that we can continue to work together. And in the relationship, as Don says, this worked extremely well for both communities for a number of years, and hopefully will into the future, and hopefully we can get over some of these rough political peaks that we seem to be running ourselves into at the moment.
In Washington, D.C. this month, both Petersburg and Wrangell are expected to have representatives file competing applications for the preliminary permit from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. Whoever's awarded the 3-year permit gets exclusive rights to study and plan for hydro development at the lake. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.